It's a passion of mine to inspire and encourage others to achieve their God-given greatness. I hope to share a fresh and energetic perspective of life with you, because everybody needs a little Jesus, joy, and Jen in their day. Welcome to another episode of Life by Jamar. I've been looking forward to this interview and sharing this interview with you guys for a very long time, because I have been a big fan of the guest I have on today. She is an incredibly gorgeous mom of five, and I don't know how she does it all, but she is a gym owner, and her husband is, you know, her and her husband are just perfect couple, image wise, at least. We're going to find
out.
You're
too kind, Jen.
You're not supposed to talk yet. I'm introducing you. Okay, she's on the line, obviously. Her name is Sandy Sklar. And listen, you guys. I mean, I have questions for her, and hopefully you will gain everything you need to know about her, because if you follow her at all, which she has a very strong following, and I see why, because just you have muscles that I didn't even know the body had. Let's put it that way. And then the fact that you're able to, like, execute the stuff that you execute with the two last ones that she just had are little. Like, did you even have a mom bod at any point during your?
Trust me, my body is not the same. I mean, it's changed a lot after babies.
It does. It's funny how that happens.
A lot of things are not the same.
Yeah. But okay, obviously she's on the line, so y'all can hear her. And so we're going to get into it, and we're just going to have a really good time just talking. And it's our first time recording a podcast, and so I am privileged to be the first. And it won't be the last time. I hope to have you on again soon. But let me finish a little bit of the intro for those who may not know who you are. We met on Instagram. She has a very strong following. Like I said, she's a gym owner, she's a mom, she's a wife, and she, the gym is prescriptive fitness. Excuse me. I almost said prescription because I wrote prescription down, and we don't want to say prescription because you're not taking pills, are you?
No, not at the moment.
You go to your gym to take pills, right?
I may need some.
I wish this was live and like you and me were sitting across from each other. That would be so fun. But I'll settle for this for now. Someday I'm going to come to your gym though, and I'm just going to have a really good time, like with your with all your clients. They're going to be like, "Who is this crazy blonde lady? Why is she over there dancing?"
Oh, they would love you.
So let me get to it with some of these questions. I put on, you guys, on my stories, I put on these questions and said, "Hey, look, I'm going to have Sandy on. And so if you follow her, there's some things you want to know." I'm going to start with some funny stuff because I'm funny.
Perfect.
I think I'm funny. And we have a friend that follows us, that we're all friends on Instagram. And his name is Doug Corbett, and he's been on the show, actually. I forgot his name the first time he came on. That's how awesome of a friend I am. But he's Intercore Fitness. And so I put on there, like, anybody can ask me a question that I want to ask you. And so he went mayhem and asked all sorts of really interesting questions. And so let me get to a few of these. When does Christmas come? Before Thanksgiving? That was his question.
Christmas is a few days before Christmas.
Christmas, is it before Thanksgiving? Like, this is ridiculous. I'm going to get to something that you can actually answer. Like, I can't wait for him to, like, hear this. This is a good one. What's her current streak of eating vegetables daily? I'm guessing 18,890 days.
Right.
Is he close?
I eat veggies a lot. I love veggies. I mean, I have veggies every day.
What is your favorite vegetable on a, like, legit?
Spinach.
Me too.
Love it.
How do you
love it? I put it in everything.
Do you put it in shakes too?
Put it in shakes. I put it in my omelet every morning.
Me too.
Love it.
I do too. And I don't understand. Well, let me be clear. I know there are people that can't eat it because it causes mm-hmm. them to be acidic, like my husband. Like, I've been, yes. I don't know how long I've been shoving spinach down his throat since we've been married. We've been married for like 22 years this summer. And like 2 years ago, I found out that that was what was causing him to be acidic. I'm like, it's got to be the beer. It's got to be the, you know, this or that. And my mom was like, because my mom was still is, but a nutritionist. She's like, you do a lot of spinach, because I don't really like a lot of vegetables, but spinach is my favorite. So
right.
I was always, you know, I use it because it's easy. You can buy it in bulk. Mm-hmm. Like it's easy, and it's a superfood, right? And so, yep. And I was like, oh man, this whole time I've been poisoning him slowly. But that's
only
awesome.
When you're pissed off at him now, right?
Yeah.
You just kind of hide it in his food. You
put it for gout, for reasons of gout. Right? But he can get it in small amounts, but I didn't realize it caused that. And so that was a learning moment for me. But let's see, what else does he have on? Let's see what he has on here. Do you use proper squat form to sit in a chair, or do you sort of plop yourself like the rest of us?
I think I use proper squat form, to be honest.
You're so funny.
Because I try to get a workout out of everything. Vacuuming, dusting.
You vacuum and dust?
Yes, oh, I do all wow. that.
You don't have someone that does that for you, huh?
I do not. I'm the cleaning lady. I'm the chef. I'm everything in my house.
Yeah, I understand.
Unfortunately.
Yeah, I know, right? And now you're a podcaster.
Yes, I am. My very first.
Okay, let me see. What else do I got? Let me get to an actual real question, because this person actually I love. Her name is Sandy Ellis, and she probably follows you, because she said, how much water do you drink a day? So do you have like something you go by?
I do not. I'm at work. I start training clients at 5 a.m. I'm up every morning at 3:45. So I have this same little shaker bottle container that I fill up throughout the day. I really do not count anything. Mm-hmm. Just very mindful about just drinking water throughout the day, what I'm consuming throughout the day. In my early 20s, I was counting stuff, and I think I got a little obsessive over it, and I just don't do it anymore. I just am aware of what I'm putting in my body, kind of reminding myself actually when I'm at work to drink water, because I'm busy with clients. I'm great about it at home, but at work I have to kind of remind myself to keep drinking throughout the day.
Well, that's because I'm sure we're similar in this sense. When you're with clients, it's all about them.
Yes.
And that's why it's so exhausting to be mm-hmm. a good trainer, because if you truly are a good trainer, it's not about the programs you put together in a sense in that moment. It's giving everything of your energy to them to help them in all their stuff, everything, you know,
everything.
So that makes sense that it's hard to track, but let me backtrack a little bit. Cause you brought up some really good points in your early 20s. I really want to know like your story, because I see where you are as a mom of five and then, and you know, a gym owner and being, you turned 41 this year, right?
I'll be 42 this year.
Okay, 42 this year. Mm-hmm. So, and you see all these things, and we see the Instagram, Sandy, you know, we see what you put out there and stuff. And but your story, like, how did you get to where you're at? I think there's a lot of people that would really be interested in that. So if you don't mind, like, sharing a little bit with us.
I don't at all. I actually got my first gym membership when I was 16 years old. Awesome. I was getting... It was Oxygen magazine that I became obsessed with at the time. And I loved the way the women looked in that magazine. They were very fit, muscular. And I'm like, I want to look like that. And of course, you know, gymnastics, karate, soccer. I mean, I kind of did everything growing up, always very active. Mm. And when I was 16 years old, my sister, who's 4 years older than me, signed up at an all women's gym. And I was like, I really, really want to sign up. Begged my parents. They had a sign for me because I was 16. So my journey kind of started there. Hmm. So of course I didn't know what I was doing. 2 years later, I hired a trainer at Bally's, which was actually my first job as a trainer as well. I started at a Bally's training. And honestly, looking back at the trainer that I hired, he was awful, but
mm-hmm. Isn't that funny?
Yeah. At least he taught me some basics. I mean, he wasn't a great trainer, but, from there, I just kind of started researching stuff myself. And when I went to college, I kind of decided this was the career for me. Mm-hmm. Like, this is what I wanted to do. And I ended up getting into Tri Fitness competitions from there.
What is that?
Finally got certified. Tri Fitness. I don't even know if they're around anymore.
Explain what it was. Yeah.
It's a basically a bikini contest mixed in with a whole strength competition right. slash dance routine. Dance,
yes. I remember those.
So you remember those?
Mm-hmm. Oh, you and I are very similar.
So I did that for a while.
We're very similar.
I did
similar.
That for a while.
Yeah.
And, you know, I started training, let's see, back in 2002, was it? Gosh, it's been so long. It's 2009. Yeah. 2002 is when I started training. So, of course, you know, I evolved as a trainer.
Right.
I learned more, you know, about myself, just working with other people. Mm-hmm. I mean, so, and, you know, now I feel like I've evolved a lot as a person, as a trainer. And no, I don't know everything, but I think I have it figured out.
Yeah.
I don't spend all my time training. I'm very efficient with my training. I mean, I've kind of done everything. I've spent hours in the gym to, overtraining. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've done it all. And now I think
you have a healthy balance.
The past, I think I have a great balance now. Great balance.
Okay. So since we both are around the same age, I'm a little bit older, just only a year. When you said a year, it's funny how a year is. But now when you mentioned Oxygen Magazine and the TriFitness stuff and all that, mm-hmm. and your journey in 16 and stuff, I am very, very similar to that. And so I guarantee you, we probably went along the same lines of even with our nutrition habits,
yes.
where we went through the fat free stage together, and then and then we went through the over cardio stage together, mm-hmm. and here's the thing: people need to understand is genetics play into a lot of what you can and cannot get away with along anybody's journey and anybody's
Absolutely.
Season. And so if you're trying to, you know, be a Sandy, like I always am. And like, I mean, if you've seen my stuff, if you know me, Sandy's the one that I'm like single white female about. Like I try and be like her as a joke, y'all. And as fun, because, you know, she's pretty amazing. And so I draw on my abs to be like her, but along the way, though, like people who do try fitness stuff and people who do gymnastics and people who are able to do like the fitness competitions usually have a certain kind of genetics part of that too, and then they have the discipline that goes along with it, with the nutrition and the training. It's not all just nutrition and training. It's also some genetics play into it. And so
yes.
there's strengths and weaknesses with everyone. And so
definitely,
yeah. And so along the way, you found that what works and what doesn't work for you. And now you're saying you're mm-hmm. in a balanced place, and I totally get it.
Yes.
Does that kind
yes.
of explain?
And it took some time to get to that point.
Absolutely.
I mean,
lots of failures.
You know, yes, lots. And I want to say the past 10 years, I feel like I've had a pretty healthy balance between family, training. You know, I work a lot too. And, you know, again, I always set aside some time to work out, but I don't spend a lot of time. I mean, I'm just efficient with my training.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's really, that's really gotten me to where I am right now.
Yeah.
And I feel a lot better. You know, I'm lucky. I have been injured before in the past. And again, just overtraining and just, you know, kind of overthinking everything too. You know, like I've got to work out between this time and this time. And now I just, you know, I set aside time, and sometimes it's not the same time every day mm-hmm. with work and kids, but you know, I've just found the right balance.
Mm-hmm.
I take time off every week. And if I need more, I take it off. I listen to my body.
That's good. I'm glad you brought that up. Listening to your body, because sometimes mm-hmm. When you are an athlete by nature, you tend to pain is part of being an athlete. And so we, at our age, you know, we need to sit back. I know I've had to, and go, okay,
yes,
this is pain that I need to listen to, because it's going to set me back even more. Where in our 20s and 30s, we were able to push through pain a little bit
yeah.
more and get away with more. But yeah, the recovery is I'm more on recovery now too, at this stage
right.
in my life, for sure. So if there's a mom sitting down listening, folding laundry right now, and she's frustrated because she's, you know, she's got two little ones that are hanging on her and hoping that they go take a nap soon, what would you say to that mom that's looking to try and get that balance that you've achieved? What are some tips on that?
Tips. Everyone has time.
Okay.
Everyone can find time. You just make time. And I know I have little ones. Again, I took 2 weeks off with my kids and went right back to work full time.
Wow.
So I had to find that balance. And if it meant I had to do it before work. And again, I wake up at 3:45 in the morning to get ready to go to work. Mm. I open the studio, start with clients at 5 a.m. And of course, when I'm done with my day, except for today, usually it's straight to carpool line picking up kids.
Yeah.
So, and sometimes, I mean, again, I have to do it with my little ones. And yes, I have to stop. They get in the way. And I say they get in the way because, you know, I've posted videos with my kids doing workouts with me. And I know I'm like laughing and smiling, but it can get a little annoying.
It does.
Well, you can't get it in like you want to get it in.
Right.
But you do what you can.
Right.
You do what you can. And, you know, again, with moms that have really little ones and you're exhausted and, you know, sometimes you can't get a regular workout in. Do what you can.
New.
And there is a light at the end of the tunnel. It will get better.
It does. It does get better. Good point.
You know, I went through some rough patches where I honestly, I just felt terrible. And it was more mentally, mm-hmm. which
we beat ourselves,
you know,
up. Yeah,
we do. You know, I wasn't getting my workouts in like I wanted to. And mentally, I just felt terrible,
right?
Physically, mentally, and you know, again, for me, I feel like it got easier as my kids got a little older. So, you know, again, I'm full time hands on with my kids when they're here, but you know, I'm not a perfect mom. Every once in a while, yes, I do put my kids in front of the screen so I can do some stuff.
Absolutely,
but you know, hey, I can't, you know, play with my kids 24/7.
Right.
I can't, you know, no. I'm playing with people all day in equipment. I'm exhausted.
It's exhausting. Yeah. So, okay. Well, let's talk a little bit about nutrition because everybody always wants to hear, you know, people's different stances on nutrition. Cause I think it is very individual. But you know, what are some of the things that you practice with in your, like, are you more paleo minded? Are you more vegetarian minded? Like, where are you at on that?
I
don't think there's a good or a bad.
I don't eat a lot of meat. I do some chicken here and there. I do eat eggs. I do some dairy, not a lot. I try to eat mostly whole foods.
Okay.
When I can. We do have a pantry with processed stuff. But again, we don't eat a lot of that in my house.
Mm-hmm. Because it doesn't produce
I can't say, you know, I don't do any kind of crazy dieting. I can't really say my diet's really paleo or anything
right.
like that. It's just whole foods without eating a lot of meat.
Okay.
Really.
Yeah. Well, I mean, and that's why I said that it's not, there's no right or wrong to it all, but
no.
I know there were some questions.
I love fish. I love seafood.
Oh, really?
I do love seafood.
Do you cook it or do you like to go out and get it?
I like to cook it, but I never do a good job with cooking seafood. put it this way, shrimp and stuff like that I can do, but sea bass, for instance, I just can never get it right.
Right.
I'm just not good with cooking that stuff. I'd rather pick up fish that's ready for me to eat.
Yeah, I know. I get you.
But I don't eat out a lot.
Right.
That's another thing. I just do not. We eat, most of our food is cooked here at home and we eat here. And I take stuff with me to work, you know, try to plan ahead.
Yeah. As best as possible. Just real food.
Yes. Real food. And I'm a creature of habit. So I eat a lot of the same stuff.
So do I.
My breakfast pretty much the same every day at work. I'm kind of eating the same stuff every day because mm-hmm. I don't have to think about it. And when I'm hungry, I mean, I'll eat anything.
Right.
And I say anything. I mean, I'm not eating junk food, but you know, let's say a plain shake or, you know.
Just to get through.
A protein bar that tastes like cardboard.
Ugh.
Is like delicious to me.
Yeah.
Well, when I'm hungry, I'll eat it.
Right. Yeah. You have to just get through that time period.
Yes.
And, yeah, I get it.
No, yes.
I totally get it.
And that's when I'm at work. I don't do a lot of bars and stuff unless I'm at work. When I'm not at work and I'm at home, I mean, I'm eating.
Real food.
I'm usually cooking my food. Yep.
Yeah.
Real food.
Do you work on the weekends?
I try not to, only because my kids are involved in a lot of sports. So here and there I'll work on Saturdays, but maybe for like an hour or two.
Okay. I was just wondering that because it's very sporadic for
Yeah.
me now. It's in this stage of
Yeah.
my life, I'm like, if I have to put someone in on a Saturday morning, I will, but I won't. I don't usually.
It's very
Yeah, it's
rare.
rare, and it's usually the special clients that get to do that because of something that they
Yes.
had that week. Yeah, I get it, but I
I
just,
have to really like them
yeah, I know,
to
really.
go in.
I feel you. So, all right. So let's get to you. I know you're about to launch a program, which I think is super
Yes.
exciting, and I want you to explain like how your program's going to work and like how people are going to be able to get in touch with you, like what it's going to be about, what it's going to look like. Give us some insight on that.
So I'm currently working on it right now, working on basically I have it's basically my workouts mapped out
Okay.
is what it is.
Which is awesome.
And so it's basically breaking down my workouts, and which is how I train my clients as well. And nutrition will be
Okay.
included, which is again based on how I eat. And everyone's different. So, again, it's not going to tell you exactly what to eat, but you will have some
Like
options
a
to work
guideline.
with. Yes, there will be guidelines, but this is all based on basically how I work out, what I find has worked for me and my clients.
Yeah. No, that makes sense because I've seen you working with your clients and your stories and stuff like that, and they're
Yes,
very similar
yes.
to you. In your physique and stuff. So, it's going to be structured how if they were to work with you, it would be structured like that.
Yes.
Okay, gotcha.
Yes.
Well, that's exciting. And it's going to be are you going to just have a program where they can just purchase it one time, or is it going to be like a weekly
Well,
thing, or how are you?
it will be subscription
Oh,
based.
very cool. That's awesome.
So you can buy in monthly or annually.
Okay. I noticed I was creeping on you because I know that's hard to believe. And on your son.
Know you're creeping on
Oh
me.
yeah.
You're always creeping on
Always,
me.
always, always. Like that's what smart people do. That's what they tell me. Anyway, I just made that up. But your stories, and your oh, they call them highlights, I think. The highlighted stories. I
Yes.
saw that you have a YouTube channel that we can subscribe to. I didn't yet because I would have had to like check into my like or remember my code to get into YouTube. But I'm going to subscribe when we're done with this, just to support you.
Good, because I have nothing up yet, but I do want you to support me.
Right,
So
but the other
I
people
did.
can do that. Yeah.
Yes. So I did start my YouTube page, and my YouTube page will include basically it won't be my workouts from Instagram, but probably full
Okay.
workouts,
I figured that.
some recipes,
It's a longer platform, so you can do more with it.
longer platform. And again, I'm new to YouTube and it's completely different from Instagram,
Yes.
completely. So, I have some ideas as far as, especially once my program starts, things that I'm going to be linking to my YouTube page, basically tutorials and
Okay.
stuff like that. I want people doing stuff the right way. And, not to say that this won't be included in my program, but, certain things that I just want to break down will be linked to my YouTube page.
Which is
So,
exciting.
because I want it all to kind of work together. So, that's my plan.
Okay. Well, no, no, I think it's great because it basically you're just saying, listen, I know you get DMs. Any people
Yes.
ask all the time, how do you eat? How do you work out? Like, what are the, do you do sets and reps? Do you do count? Like, do you do like more of a CrossFit thing? I'm sure you get these questions all the time. And so what you're basically doing is putting it all together and saying, hey, listen, you can get all the details if you subscribe to this and it's going to be brought
Yes.
to your phone. Is it going to be in like kind of like an app format or?
Yes, you'll be able to access everything on your phone.
Wow, that's super helpful.
Not an app, but you'll be able to get everything right on your phone and have it with you when you go to the gym.
Oh, very cool. And are you going to have like a support with it, with the program? A way for them to contact you or how are.
They will be contacting me,
Okay.
yes. They
Wow,
can contact me.
that's pretty amazing too. Oh, I hear dogs.
Yeah.
So we got dogs in the mix.
We
the five
have
kids.
Dogs, of course, because kids are not enough.
Yeah, no kidding, right? Well, kids need dogs. Come on, kids need dogs. So we have a friend. I want to add some stuff in here. We have a friend on Instagram named he's Anthony, and yes, or ALR8157, which I think is hilarious because you know where he got that from, right?
No, I don't.
That's Transformers.
Oh my God. See, I don't know. I should know, right?
I'm a nerd. So like, yes, like I'm a Transformer person too. Like, I mean, I went with the kids, you know, when it all started coming out and we grew up on Transformers. My brother, you know, had one, you know, the original.
So did my brother.
Yeah. So, I mean, like.
My boys, same thing. But I did not know that was.
Well, do you remember the first one that came out? The newest one, the first series, the newer series one, not the kind that we watched growing up where it was really bad. But the new movies, that the first one was that like they were talking about him about there. Are you so-and-so 8157? And he kept saying that, like, I can't think of the name anyways. So that's why he did that. It's from Transformers. And so it's just goofy, but he's goofy. So it makes sense. You know, he's genuine though. And he's got a heart of gold and he wants to know, is it true that seven dwarves live in your basement?
You and know then, what? I don't have a basement, but if I did.
Wait, where are you from? Where's your gym at? Where's your gym located?
Charlotte, North Carolina.
Charlotte, okay. Cuz I think my aunt lives over there and I'm going to have to have a visit and I'm going to have to come visit you and
you
should. Oh, I'm going to. It's a plan. I'm going to visit you and you know who else I stalk and friends with? Gina. I'm going to visit her and her gym because I love the way she trains. She trains just very similar to the kind of stuff that I do, you know, and I love her gym. And so, and I love the people that are in her gym because they like me. She's like, they're like, that girl's so funny. You need to have her come. And I'm like, I'm coming. I'm going to do stand up comedian training. I'm going to travel the,
my gym people would love you too.
Well, I don't know. They seem like they're really serious. So they may be like, whoa, lady, calm down.
It's a very fun, friendly environment.
Oh, I'm sure.
And I don't want to call it a gym. We call it, it's a studio. So.
Oh, very cool. I love it. It's actually really cool.
We love it. Love it.
Cause I, you know, I see cause I follow some of the people that you train, Charlotte.
Yes.
As one of them. She's, you know, so she, every now and then you'll do a video of her at your gym and studio And it's really cool. It's got the sleds and everything. So
it's everything that we use to work out.
Yeah.
I call it a functional training facility.
It is.
You know, we don't have a lot of machines. Most of our stuff's just free weight.
Yeah. And
suspension
fun.
Systems. Yes. Fun. All fun stuff.
Okay. So what is the secret to those Kuka manga shakes she loves to do? What is he talking about? Is he talking about the little shimmies that you do when you're...
Sometimes, yeah, I think that's what he's talking about.
Okay. From 1 to 10, how funky is your monkey?
I would say...
Like,
we give it about
8?
8.5.
Oh, you're on this podcast. That tells you a lot. You agreed to come on and spend some time with Jamar.
I know.
So
I know. And I don't do a lot of public speaking.
You've done great. You sound amazing.
As you can tell.
I mean, you sound amazing and you've done so well.
I do have voice people, not just a little shimmy shake
and take your shirt off.
Push-ups and squats in me. Yeah, taking my shirt off.
Harley wants to be like you too. That's my dog, y'all. He took his shirt off for her one time too in a video. That was probably one of my favorite ones. My daughter, okay, y'all, my daughter's 20 and she's in college and she was home when I was in, she was in the kitchen and I came out of the kitchen into the garage and she's like, what are you doing, mom? And I'm like, I'm recording a video. I'm recording a video of my friend. She takes her shirt off and I want to be like her. And so.
Did you have the marks on your stomach?
Not on that one. That was later. You know how hard it is to draw abs on? Like, I had no idea what I was doing. I had to YouTube it.
You did a great job.
I had to YouTube it. I was like, wait, because I went to do it was. Man, I got to get a life. I went to do it in my bathroom and used makeup. And I was like, wait, I need help.
So you searched how to draw.
It took me like 30 minutes to make that video, that 10-second clip, because I was like, I'm doing this, you know? And you know how many people appreciated that, though? Because how many of us are just like, can't we just draw them on, you know? Anyways. So are you guys going to be expanding your studio? I mean, y'all looking to go into other places, or like, what are you doing with that?
We would love to.
Oh, really?
We'd love to. Yes.
Because that's actually one of the questions that Doug asked. Is he said, will there be opening in New Jersey?
Doug,
I would like to
invest?
Work out there if I'm not intimidated, is what he said. Right. His wife is gorgeous. Oh my gosh.
She is. She's great.
And she's such a sweet spirit. She's very gentle and just a.
See, you wouldn't think that when you see her working out. She scares me.
Oh, she's a badass in the gym. She's a very sweet, she has a sweet spirit to her. And she's so totally opposite of Doug. I mean, like, they totally balance each other out. Like, Doug is just out there and, like, and with random questions and goofy and, you know, right. And she didn't even want to do this whole thing, be on film, you know. She's a natural.
She is.
And she executes things so well. So we're plugging Doug right now. In a corporate.
Is this about Doug or is this about me?
It's all about Sandy. It's all about Sandy. I mean, how many people do you know can put Sandy and just know who we're talking about? Right? Like, there's no other Sandys. It's just you. I mean, like, what? Because how many people, really? I mean, you are something. How many followers do you even have? I mean, you're like almost, you're way up there.
No. I mean, I've gotten up there, but.
Like, one, you know, you're over 100. You're like almost 200, I think. I can't look it up right now. But.
I don't even remember. But
I don't look at that stuff.
And I appreciate all my followers. I mean, I really, I'm thankful for having, you know, all my followers supporting me this whole time. And you, of course.
Well, yeah, I'm your biggest fan.
Well, I say, we follow each other. We've connected through Instagram and it's been great. I've met a lot of great people.
Super.
It's been a great platform for me.
And I think that's
a lot
the biggest,
of work. It's my third job.
It is a lot of work. And you and I have talked about that. And I'm nowhere near Sandy status, y'all, but it's still something else to manage into your life because it's people. And you don't get in this industry. You don't you don't do this unless you care about people. That's right. What sets good trainers apart from the average trainer is that you have to actually care. You know, it's not just that. It's not just the push up. It's the stuff that goes on before and after and in, and just like the emotional stuff that comes up when you're in an uncomfortable, sweaty position,
right,
or getting over humps and struggles. And I feel like we're more psychologists than anything. You know,
we are,
because we take it
trainer/therapist.
Therapist, yeah, that's the word, not psychologist. Yeah, therapist is a better word. Because everyone's different in the way they do, but I even pray for my clients, and I take it home with me. Like it's not a monetary thing for me. It's more of an emotional thing, you know. And there's nothing more exciting than seeing someone get through something. And it shows up physically and emotionally, you know, but
right.
A lot of times the emotional stuff will hold back clients from getting to that physical place that they need to be. And so when they get over that, you're like, you see that switch or that forgiveness that they needed to do or something that they needed to do. And then the physical stuff just takes off, you know? So,
I've been training now for about 18 years. And I mean, I still have some clients that have been with me from the very beginning. It's crazy.
Yeah. It's a relationship.
So, I mean, you build a relationship with your clients and don't get me wrong. I've had clients that I've had to fire.
Same.
You know, it just, you know, I call them my vampire clients. They drained me. I was so exhausted and mentally and physically after training them. I'm like, I can't do this. Like, this is not fun for me. And I want someone who, you know, again, not all of my clients want to work hard and commit.
Right.
Some of them, they do. They just want to come in. They want to move. They want to talk. And that's fine. But you know, I hate negative energy.
Yeah.
That's one thing I just do not like. And, you know, again, I have people coming in, having a bad day, and I'm there for them. But
right.
for my clients who are just, you know, just miserable people and need more help.
You're like,
I'm not who you need.
You know, I tell
you, you need a real therapist.
You're like, there's this trainer down the street. That's really, right. I'm really good friends with that. You should check in with them. You know, a referral
right.
program.
Right. Well, but all my clients are phenomenal. I mean, they're great. And I have a really good, I want to say connection. I have a really connection with all of them.
Mm-hmm. Relationship.
Right now. So, yep.
Yeah. I can tell because you put up with my antics. And so I'm sure you handle people well. You know, I wasn't sure. You never know. Cause like, you never know how people are going to take something. And so when I first did that first one and you were like, oh my gosh, I'm peeing on myself laughing so hard. I'm like, okay, perfect. We're going to have a great relationship. Because you've got, I self-deprecate sometimes. Is that the word? I think like when you can make fun of yourself, is that the right word? I don't know. I probably said the wrong word.
You're talking to the wrong person.
Oh my gosh. I do it all the time. My husband's like, that is not the correct term for, he calls them Jenny-isms, like right. Forrest Gump, you know, he's, ever since Forrest Gump, I've been Jenny. He's like,
hey,
Jenny,
you know,
and cause we were dating back then, you know, and it's funny because my mom, I hated being called Jenny. Okay. Like you can call me Jen. You can call me, my last name was Travel, you know, back then you can call me Travs, you can call me anything, but I just was like, Jenny just did not relate to me. Right.
Right.
So we're dating and he comes home and he's eating dinner. We're Italian. And so everybody comes to the house and we eat, you know, and he calls, he's like, says something like, why did you say that, Jenny? You know, like Forrest Gump would or whatever. And my mom and dad later on that night after everyone was gone, they were like, you let him call you Jenny? You didn't get mad? And I was like, oh, it's different. It's from Forrest Gump. You know?
Well, your Jenny-isms are pretty funny.
And so he was the one that created that. He created that. He's like, you have Jenny-isms. He's like, because nobody knows what that word is. And it's and if it was a word, because like I said to the there was rivets in the road and he goes, honey, there's no such thing as a rivet in a road. Like he's like, I know what you're trying to say, but he's like, it's not a rivet, you know. so things like that, you know. But I'm like, but I look at him and I go, but you knew what I was talking about, so it works. So, you know, that kind of stuff, and it's fun. But you put up with it very well, and so that's what all of that to say. You have an incredible sense of humor and a way with people, and it's why you're growing, and it's why you're going to continue to grow, and it's why you're successful in this business. And I just wanted to speak that into you and just let you know that it's the human side of it, not just the physical. I make fun of the physical side and say that you're perfect and all these things and that your muscles have muscles, but,
right.
but, and you know, and I know you work hard and you have a lot of self-discipline in order to be in that state. I understand all those things, but I also want people to know that the person that you are is the reason why we have the relationship we have,
thank
not because
so
of the
much.
Way you look.
Thank you.
You know, I don't associate with ugly people, but <you're>, I'm just decent. Oh Lord, the older I get, the less I am about that for sure. Because man, I'm telling you what, you can't let some things you just can't work out and eat away, and it's called old age. So,
right.
You know, those wrinkles.
Gravity.
Gravity. There
it
you
sucks.
Go. It does, doesn't it? You know, but I tell you what, I wouldn't change a thing for the journey on the way. Right. And just enjoying
right.
it and being present in that time. And I hope you're enjoying this time in your life, because you really should be. It's a really fun, exciting time, especially when you're about to launch something. And I know it's going to be
yes.
successful. And I hope that that whoever's listening to this can hear her heart and just know that it's one of those programs where you're just going to want to, it's simple and it's going to, you're going to be able to relate to it, and you're going to be able to have access to somebody who's lived it and is living it and able
that
to relate.
That is the plan.
You know?
That is the plan.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, it's going to be that way mm-hmm. because that's who you are. Yeah.
Thank you, Jen.
Absolutely. So one more thing, because I know I've
yes.
taken up like so much of your time, but I have to talk about have to. Your Sunday sock workouts has gotten you to celebrity status. Like we're on the phone with a celebrity, y'all, a sock celebrity. You are listening to the sock celebrity queen. You got sponsored.
I did.
That's with, insane.
So I am a New Zeal ambassador.
I love it.
So I connected with them a few months back. We were kind of back and forth. And, you know, I tried their products, of course. And I do. I love socks.
Yeah. No
kidding. I don't. And the thing is, I got some ugly socks that I wear during my workouts. As much as I love socks, not all of them are cute socks.
Yeah.
So yeah, I am an ambassador for them, and I'm excited about that, because not saying that I'm not going to bust out my ugly socks, people.
Yeah.
You will still see those. I have to show you some of them. Some of them actually do have holes.
Holes in them, but you won't get rid of them. I totally feel you.
I will not get, it's horrible. Mm-hmm. Horrible.
I know. I get it. It's like you have a relationship with them now. You can't get rid of them.
You will see me wearing their line of socks in a lot of my videos, my Sunday workout. So great.
Recently you did the one, and there was the like rainbow looking. They were yes. They were cute. I like those.
A lot of people. Yeah. A lot of people said that was like the whole rainbow bright feel with those. And yeah, definitely. I remember rainbow bright. That was my time.
Me too. You're going to have to do pigtails now with that. Rainbow Bright have pigtails, I think, you know. So yeah, you're gonna have to definitely. Yeah,
I haven't done that yet in any of my videos.
No, your hair is perfect. It's not. There's not a hair out of place. I'm so jealous. Like, I did a story. Oh my gosh, it's still up. So when we get off the phone, you got to check it out. I did a story. I hopped on because I had a bunch of friends I was texting and messaging that are not feeling good, and their kids were sick. Like Essie's little daughter was not feeling good, and so I was like, hey, listen, make sure you get some of this wellness stuff because it's really good. And mm-hmm. so I was like, you know what, I'm gonna do a story. And I was in the middle of like doing a project, cleaning something up. And I was like, I turned my phone on. I didn't look at myself until I turned my phone on. And my hair's sticking straight up. And the other one's like sticking out to the side. It was bad. And so I was sitting there talking to the stories saying, you know, if people are not feeling too good, this is a really great product. Get on Amazon. Da, da, da. And I'm looking at myself, and I look down at myself because I always look at the camera hole. And right. I look down at myself and I was like, oh God. Oh God, like what is going on here? You know? And then I'm like talking, and then you could hear the washer in the background kicking into another drive. And it's like, wow. I'm like, highly professional filming going on. And you know, it's just life. Right.
I mean, I know. And my hair is, of course, I try to make it perfect for the camera. It looks terrible usually when I'm working out. It's coming all out of my little twisty thing. And I do sweat, people, everywhere. I promise you, I sweat. I sweat. My hair doesn't look good all the time.
Sent me the picture of your sweat stains, I lost it. I was like, yes, I love you so much. Thank you for doing that. Because I tease her all the time about pretending to look like she's tired when she does a workout. And I'm like, I don't wear light skin, like not light skin, light tights, because I sweat. Right. It's bad. Like, it looks like I just peed all over myself.
Yeah, it's true. And same here. And honestly, you know, I usually wear dark colored tights, but now I don't even care.
Yeah.
I'm after having kids. I really don't
care. You don't care anymore.
If it looks like I peed on myself.
I probably did.
It doesn't matter.
Okay. Well, let me tell you, after having kids, this is okay. I had a moment of several moments actually when I used to run all the time. And I don't run very much anymore, but I've had moments where I've been out on a run and it'd be 3 miles and in, and I'd be like, I'm peeing on myself. Like, this is literally happening and there's nothing I can do. And I'm like, that stuff doesn't happen before kids.
And nope.
And you're just like, okay, well, it is what it is. Just don't come near me.
Yeah. I ran actually. I don't really have that issue now, but during my pregnancies, I ran throughout both of my pregnancies and that third trimester, both big babies, my two little ones, there were times that I just didn't even care.
Right. I know. Because you can't. It's like, oh, well, that's what it is.
It's so much pressure. I mean, and I say pressure, I mean, I was comfortable, and I say pressure, I just felt like I had to go to the bathroom all the time, a few weeks before giving birth. And I was like, you know, forget it. Who cares?
Yep. Who cares? Exactly. That's why we have washing machines. Not like we're going down to
professional
the river.
Runners just let it go, right?
Well, I guess I'm a professional then. Just call me professional.
When they're racing, they are not going to stop.
No, it's true. It's true. It, you know, and it, those are the longer runs and stuff like that.
Right.
But, yeah, things just happen like that. Don't, it's normal. All right, yes. Guys. So you yes. hear it. Even Sandy sweets and yes. she pees on herself. So that's
but make sure you do anything. Your Kegels if you are pregnant, because it does help.
If you get anything from this.
Make sure, yes. Make sure those pelvic floor muscles do recover, though.
Yes.
After pregnancy, a lot of people do jump into stuff. I am pre and postnatal certified as Ooh. Well. I've been doing that for years. Yes. So that's another thing.
Okay.
I have a lot of women asking me about DR
yes.
after pregnancy and whether they can do a lot of my ab stuff. And a lot of it is no, they can't.
No, I know. So there's a lot of recovery with that. Yeah.
So that's another thing. Hopefully down the road, I would like to work on is a program for a pre and postnatal training.
That'd be awesome. That's awesome. I mean, because it is needed. There are yes. so many people that, and real quick before we go, when you see anyone, not just Sandy, not myself, because I'm, you know, I'm amazing too, but no, when you see any kind of workouts on like Instagram stuff and you see us doing these things, we have a foundation in other yes. things, you know, and you can get hurt. Like I had someone reach out to me the other day that said that they hurt themselves doing Renegade Rows, and they were like, and I was like, that's actually really common. Because
right.
if you can't do a push-up, or if you can't, you know, do a push-up and then like tap your shoulder and have pressure on one side of your body, you know, instead of both, right? Right, then you shouldn't be throwing a weight into the mix, you know, because then you will get mm-hmm. hurt. And so it's not everyone can do or at the same level. And so, yes, you always need to modify, especially when you're first yes. starting out, you know.
Definitely.
And so, I just wanted to throw that in there because we both put workouts out there, and you know, not always is it your time to do that, but just modify it, take the weight out. You know, you do right. a lot of body weight stuff.
And,
so
yeah, I do a lot of body weight, and again, I train with equipment as well, but a lot of my stuff's body weight training too. And I do add some weights, but
do you lift heavy?
I do, but. The older I get, I train smarter.
Yep.
If that makes sense. Like no. I'm not going to try something if I know there's a chance I might hurt myself.
I agree.
Because that's the last thing I need to do is have a setback. So I do lift heavy because I always have, I just enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
Again, I listen to my body. I don't do anything crazy. I love feeling strong. and you know, that's a question I get from a lot of people,
right?
That DM me, you know, do you lift heavy weights? Yes, I do. I mix it up.
Right.
So when I do lift weights, it's a mix. I mean, sometimes I do lightweight, higher reps. Again, it's going to be in my program, guys.
That's right. You got to.
I can't give it all away.
No, totally. Yeah. But it's going to be a mix up of the two. And
yes.
And you're going to have like progressions and stuff for people. I mean, all the basic stuff that you would do as a trainer. It's basically right. having you in their head and on their phone. And yeah. So having said that, where can people reach you? I'm going to put it in the show notes. So if you're driving down the road, or if you're busy and your hands are wet because you're doing dishes, don't worry. I'm going to have you shout out the places to get in touch with her, but I'm also going to put it in the show notes, guys. So no worries.
Great.
So go ahead and say it for us. Like some of the ways to get in touch with you.
Probably the best way, people can email me.
Okay.
Sandy@prescriptivefitness.com. And of course you can reach me through Instagram, but I get a lot of DMs. So sometimes it takes me a while to reply back.
Which makes
to
sense.
People.
That makes sense.
So yeah, those two places. Sorry. I'm not giving you guys my phone number.
No,
I don't. I you know what? So number, I will have a landing page once my program launches. But for now, my website is the studio website,
okay.
prescriptivefitness.com.
Okay. Yeah. I was just going to ask if you had a website, mm-hmm. not a website, a landing page for emails and stuff. But
yeah, once the program launches, I will have that up.
Oh, very cool.
But yeah.
Well, I think it'd be good for the people to email you that are interested in it so that you can email them when it does
yes.
go out too. So I highly recommend you guys, if you are interested in the program, the best way is to shoot her an email and say, hey, listen, put me on the list so that I can be, you know, once it goes live, you'll get an mm-hmm. email, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So that's good. Yes. All right. Well, very cool. Well, I appreciate you so much. I thank you so much for taking the time.
Thank you for having me.
Yes.
This was exciting. My first podcast.
You killed it, girl. You crushed it.
I don't know.
You handled
I'm
well.
I'm kind of worried when I listen back on this, like,
No, you're gonna be awesome. It's awesome. I'm already excited and I can't wait to share it. So you guys, you know, reach out to her. She's got her program coming out. We'll probably have her come back on the show whenever she's, you know, got that program up and running, so we can just give some updates and just be like, hey, let's just do this, you know? And, you know, I guess that's all we got for now.
That's all?
That's it. That's all I got for you. Like, just buy your socks. And
buy my socks, people.
Make sure to always get the Sunday sock, you know, workout in.
Yes. Yes.
Usually when I'm watching that, I'm eating popcorn and sitting watching like The Walking Dead or something. But and I'm like, dang it. I got to get up and do something. You know, it's so motivational.
Stay tuned. Stay tuned this Sunday. It'll be a new workout. So
it's crazy. I don't know how you do it all. I'm proud of you. All right. Well, I will see you on Instagram. And so let's say bye for now.
Bye. And thank you all for listening.
Absolutely.
And thank you for having me, Jen.
Yes. Okay. Bye, Sandy.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.